The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, from the Department of English, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. Trying to figure out the wacky weather.
Yes, it is oppressive. Over Labor Day weekend, we often get these social media posts where it's like Michigan has 17 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
They pointed the arrow to what they called false fall. And I was like, oh, that's very, very telling.
That's pretty.
Now it's a billion degrees with 100% humidity.
Right. Yeah. And the Briggs Building continues to have its difficulties.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are soldiering on.
You're here for every course in this building?
No, actually, I'm not.
Okay.
But still, my office is here.
Of course.
You know,
yes.
And I feel obligated to continue to mention this issue because it is problematic.
People should be signing the petition that Professor Kochel posts annually at this point.
Yes.
For every September.
The lovely pins that our lovely Dave Chow designed and helped out with are still circulating.
Keep Briggs cool.
Keep Briggs cool.
Yes, absolutely.
But
well, I'm sorry about that, but hopefully things will become more autumnal soon.
Well, thank you for your empathy and sympathy, and, you know, I appreciate that. I'll pass that on.
Excellent. To everybody?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Sure.
I don't know. There's a way to do that on social media, I think.
That's true.
Might be.
Buy a billboard. It's easier. It's faster.
I like that. I don't know if we can afford it. Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Professor Stephen Manning is here from Political Science.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I was waiting for my cue.
Mr. President, good to see you.
Stop calling me that, please.
Mr. President.
Mr. President. Well, he could be president of lots of things.
Yeah.
Just so happens to be president of our faculty union. You know, that's kind of a big deal.
I guess.
You're kind of a big deal.
I guess. People keep calling me wanting to get their money from travel reimbursement.
Me.
I wasn't going to mention any names.
Well, for a second there, I thought you were going to go down the route of the whole, like, well, now that I'm in a leadership position, they're like calling me, like, Steven, I lost my toenail clippers. You know what I mean? Like, that person usually gets bothered for a lot of things.
I got that as grievance officer for as many years as I did that.
That is true.
Crazy stuff.
You're the only grievance officer I've ever known. And I've been here 17 years, so
maybe it's time for me to move on.
That's a lot of grief.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Even just with the memory of going to meetings, I can think of you saying things like, okay, there's the matter of the loss of a parking spot, and I'm just like tuning out the second I hear those words.
I did get a call once from a faculty member who was driving a convertible, and the faculty, the parking thing flew out and called me, went to get one, and they insisted that he pay for a replacement. Because it's university property. I said, well, maybe don't drive around with the top down with your thing in the thing. What do you want me to do? No, I'm not filing a grievance over this. Sorry.
Wow. Someone who puts up with a lot less grief, apparently, is Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Now, are you going to put a plug in for your new business?
Not yet? I got too many businesses going right about now, that's all.
Oh, well, geez. I just got directly invited to like your Facebook page.
Oh, that too. No, that's been going on for 30-some years already, so.
Well, how the heck did I just get invited?
I don't know. I just throw it out there. I mean, I've got a couple gazillion followers, so it's all good.
Nice.
So you haven't gone back and seen all the other goofy posts from there, and you haven't checked out my Instagram feed, my Twitter feed, all that other stuff?
I should follow you on Instagram, considering it's graphical. But no, the last thing I saw on Facebook was a picture of an old hippie.
Oh, yeah, that gentleman that I saw in Victoria, British Columbia.
Okay. Yeah.
He was unique. Aromatic, too. So. And all I remember was watching the border guard going, sir, I don't think they allow that in Washington State. You might want to leave that here. And I just remember, like, wow, that's a character.
Nice. So of course, you had to record it.
I had to record it. So. Yes.
Someone else who records things for posterity in a slightly different way, it's Professor Dan Maggio from the FIRST organization.
I do?
I don't know.
Oh. Hi, Matt. How are you?
What do you collect besides Legos?
Christmas ornaments, I hate to say.
There we go. Lots. I knew there was something.
Too many.
There was something.
We all have our own little hoards.
But I've never been really a collector.
You collect them.
But ornaments, yes. Okay. So I like Christmas.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I just don't have enough trees to put them on.
Yes.
Or patience to put them on.
Based on the t-shirt that I'm wearing right now, which is Halloween themed, we talked to Jane Schley in chemistry today. He said, when are you going to put up the Halloween tree? And she's very, not till October 1st. But I'm thinking of putting two up at home this year. And we're like, okay, like, why two? Well, one I can look at in the living room and one, you know, in another part of the house. I'm like, all right, well, this is very interesting. Only got her to put up a tree in September once. We called it the back to school tree. And we decorated it with backpacks.
And I thought that was clever. Did it topple over? I mean.
No, it was just, you know, it's a
Okay, I wasn't decorated
with... I think he means ornament-sized backpacks.
Oh, I was expecting large children-sized backpacks, that's all. Yes, heavy books, big textbooks.
So continuing around the table, all the way back to almost me, Professor Mara Livesey is here from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello, hello.
This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win an autographed photograph of the Ask the Professor panel and the ATP mug. And if you don't stump the panel, you can win a prize too, the autographed photograph. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/ATP or find us on Facebook. We have a set of questions that was sent to us by two Detroit Mercy superfans, Jeff and Carrie Nardakia. Yeah. And right. They wanted to write 20 questions, basically, on a subject that is near and dear to them, pulmonary hypertension. So we are about to learn a lot about pH, but there's a lot of interesting stuff in here. And let's just start with the obvious question. What is pH? What is pulmonary hypertension?
High blood pressure?
Well, hypertension is high blood pressure.
It is high blood pressure in the lungs. That is exactly what it is, yes. Makes it difficult for a person to receive oxygen, they say, and forces the heart to work harder and can lead to heart failure or death.
Yikes!
So, they were afraid. They said, Matt, we think this is a little bit too heavy for questions. I'm like, trust me, we have had some... When we did the Saved by the Bell set X number of years ago, I was like, yeah, we've been there. So don't worry about
it. We survived that.
Barely. Yeah. Surviving?
Barely.
Don't worry about it.
Saved by the Bell, pulmonary hypertension.
As lightning is happening outside the window behind Matt.
Ooh.
Wow. With a little luck, that got on the microphone. That's incredible. Oh, my gosh.
We tape outside today.
No.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So what is chronic thromboembolic pulmonary hypertension? What makes it different or special? Or
chronic is permanent.
Chronic is something that happens a lot. That's for sure.
It's like veins.
Blood clots. Like,
actually, Heather got it. Clots that form from scar tissue in the arteries of your lungs.
Ew.
Nasty stuff. Ew. And so it happens over and over and over again.
What is thrombosis? That's an artery vein issue.
This would be a great time for Stephanie to be here. So
I know.
I'm just gonna...
Or Greg. Thickening of the, of the walls.
What is the test used to identify or officially diagnose individuals with pH?
Children.
Yeah, that, I guarantee that can cause problems.
Probably a breathing test?
No.
EKG?
No, it's not.
Blood oxygen?
No.
Blood test?
Mm-mm. Stress test?
Mm, you're all in the wheelhouse.
Exercise?
It's sometimes referred to as an RHC. It's a common test, even though it is invasive in the end.
RHC?
Any ideas?
RHC? Hmm?
Something, something count?
No. It's a right heart catheterization. So a right heart cath. They need to actually do that. Yeah, it's everybody kind of sort of took a step back from the table there with that one. It doesn't sound like fun, but if it gets you a good diagnosis, that's fine.
I'm not feeling very well.
You're doing fine. I'll tell you what, Stephen. Eat like three or four more cookies. You'll be fine. In the United States, what is the maximum number of people a disease can affect but still be considered a rare disease based on the population of the U.S.?
That's a good question.
There are 330 million people living in the United States.
I would say 300. One out of a million.
300 is very small. One out of a million is even smaller. So, yeah, I guess both of those are not right. And speaking of Professor Stephanie Conan,
saved our bacon.
It's really important. Yes. We have questions about pulmonary hypertension, and so we need a biologist.
300,000?
Because so, Lord knows our hypertension just
when it breaks the rare barrier.
Yeah. Right. So in the United States, the question is, Stephanie, what's the maximum number of people a disease can affect and still be considered rare? Mara just guessed 300,000. It's 200,000. So I'm just going to give it to you because we were totally. Like all over the place.
So 100,000 people could have a disease and it would be considered rare?
Ultra rare at that point,
ultra
right?
Ultra rare.
Because 200,000 is still rare.
That seems awfully high.
Does it?
Well, population
Well, let's attack this mathematically though. Then.
What percentage of that is the total population? 300.
I know million. Dan can do that.
Total
in his head.
Population is 9 billion. So,
of the U.S.
Just the United States.
330
million.
200,000. So 2 million. Ballpark. 1 million. 200 million times four.
Smoke's coming.
Be 0.1%.
Yeah,
1%.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
1,000. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, 1,000. Less than that. Yeah.
Remember, when people use the phrase he or she or whatever is one in a million, that's actually, you know, not the best odds when you think about the entire population of the Earth. Like, there's a very large number of people out there you might be compatible with. So how many Americans are currently living with pulmonary hypertension if you know it's a rare disease and therefore that number must be lower than 200,000? Yeah. How many people have PH?
100,000.
It's actually less.
80,000.
So,
both of you are really
62,003.
It's 30,000 have pulmonary hypertension.
Close. If Kendra was here.
Mm-hmm. But let's see if we can Kendra's. Continue with the proportion. So 30,000 out of 330 million. How many people worldwide have PH with a world population that Professor Conant just gave us?
Dan, this sounds like a math thing.
333 million in the U.S. times 3 would be a billion. Times 9, so times 27.
So. What's going on? Just Rain Man is happening over here.
Well, it's totally
thunder and lightning rainbow.
900,000.
It says it's quite a bit more. So what is the world population's 9 million?
9 billion? 9
billion.
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 Really?
So mm-hmm.
It says 25 million people worldwide. I mean, the U.S. is only a very small slice of that, right? One third.
Dan's got the calculator out.
So it's a factor of 27.
It must be.
If you multiply 330 million by 3, you get a billion times another 9 would be 9 billion. So times 27. So if you up 30,000 by 27...
It is.
What is it? I assumed when you pulled your phone out, your phone calculator
wait.
There.
Well,
30,000 times what?
300,000. 3 million.
Okay, yeah.
No, nope, it's only 810,000.
Yeah, that's weird. It says 25 million people.
I need another cookie if I'm expecting more.
But to be fair, we can't compare it to U.S. population because U.S. is very sparsely populated. Compared to
true.
Other countries.
Right, and the rates in other countries are going to be different than they are here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And apparently especially, they're higher if what you just said is true.
Right.
So both of you just said
so I was true. Right, basically.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. 27.
Dan, you don't get another cookie now. That's all.
What are some of the causes that contribute to people developing PH? There are multiple things listed here. Let's see if we can get two of them.
High obesity. Blood pressure.
Tenure.
Diabetes.
Lack of tenure.
Oh.
High blood pressure is really more of a symptom, Steve.
Yeah. Oh. Obesity.
It's got to be somewhere on the
not
list.
Not getting your well-deserved reimbursement check.
Oh.
I think we got two right there.
Okay, so how about that's genetics?
genetics. Oh.
And being prone to blood clots in the lungs, those are pretty high on the list. Illegal drug use, unfortunately. Liver
as
disease.
Opposed to legal drug use.
Heart defects that you could be born with.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that mm-hmm. makes sense.
So, and sleep apnea apparently is on the list as well. That's no fun. Yeah, whatsoever. So that's pretty nasty. What's the only class of pulmonary hypertension that has a potential cure? So we were I'm just going to give it away, but then maybe we can get some more details from Stephanie here. It says that it's thromboembolic. So can you define that for us, please?
No pressure on you whatsoever.
Thromboembolic.
Yeah, how do we break that word down?
My guess would be an embolism caused by a blood clot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a lot of talk about clots, so we're giving you partial credit.
So a blood
credit.
Clot that blocks circulation and causes mm-hmm. an pulmonary
Wasn't
embolism of some sort?
In an earlier question?
Right. So yes. What is the best way, now that you know that those vessels are in the lungs?
Oh.
And that we're trying
to avoid
to,
them?
To cure it, apparently. What do you do?
Blood thinners?
Blood?
Stents? Nope. That's not what it says here.
Zap the clot.
Another cookie?
Is it more invasive?
Zap. It is a little invasive.
Is it a stent?
Catheterization?
Radioactive.
It's the
wave. So
voodoo.
Balloon angioplasty.
Yeah. Is that that's real close.
That's
to
essentially
what I'm saying.
A stent. Not except they don't leave it in.
Yeah.
Yes. They're yes. Exactly. Like... they open them up, and we're going to think a little bit more about balloons while we take a break. Tears of a Clown, taking us away from balloon angioplasty. It makes perfect sense. They all float down here. That's all I have to say. What are the treatment options for other classes of pulmonary hypertension? And actually, this is more pointing towards what's the annual associated cost of living with the disease? It's kind of unfortunate.
Medication.
What exactly is the question?
Yeah, I'm going to try again. What are the associated yearly costs to treating PH?
Oh,
$20,000
per person.
More per person.
$250,000 per person.
$50,000
Yeah.
It's $100K. It's $100K per year to be able to live with it, which is really, really unfortunate. Successful symptom management.
Now,
is what
medical
it says.
Costs or out-of-pocket costs?
That's a good question. I feel like we should go back in time and ask this directly to the Democratic debate last night.
Yeah.
Let's see how everybody's eyes.
I'm going to have to sell another one of Dan's kidneys.
Without this treatment that the FDA has approved, because we're really only talking about the United States here, the life expectancy from the point of diagnosis of someone with PH would only be how many more years?
Three.
Without treatment. Three is what it says. Yeah, okay. That would be it for them. 2.9 to be specific, but you know.
27.
We like to run.
That's without treatment.
Without any treatment, they would only live about 3 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Pretty crazy. All right, a couple more of these. Let's see. How many PH patients have an advanced form of the disease before being properly diagnosed? Oh, man. Ooh. I see what you were saying now, Jeff, about how these questions might take a little bit of a dark turn.
72%.
75 is what it's listed.
Wow.
That's horrific.
I'm having you buy lottery tickets for me.
As a matter of fact,
I'm like a little bit off
ones
though.
Are just ones you love to read. How many doctors were a typical PH patient see before they get the proper diagnosis?
Six.
Five.
Yeah.
I'm giving it to you. Three. I mean, it should
you don't need to don't give that to
come
me.
Come on, it's within the same order of magnitude. 330 million.
Professor Manning was closer. He said five.
That's still depressing, though.
It's not.
That, you know, you wait that long before somebody finds out.
Yeah.
That's really not good. When is World Pulmonary Hypertension Day?
Every day.
Yes. Ideally, it would be like Children's Day every
Cats
day.
Cats Day.
But what day is it? That was a good
February
guess.
29th.
I'm just going to say. It's actually on a very famous pseudo-holiday in the United States that essentially is just an excuse for drinking a lot.
St. Patrick's Day.
That's one March. Guess. Another
Dan
one
Maggio's birthday.
Cinco de Mayo. There we go. May 5th. Is World Pulmonary Hypertension.
Sure.
Not too bad. When is Pulmonary Hypertension Awareness Month? Here's a hint. It hasn't happened yet in 2019.
It's on November.
It is November. Yeah, all right.
Oh, we only have 24 months left.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you're saying that was an easy answer?
Ish. You know,
narrowed down.
Yeah. No clues necessary.
Jeff and Carrie encourage anyone, if you or a family member has been diagnosed or would like to learn more, to go to phassociation.org to learn more. Thanks for sending the questions, Jeff and Carrie. Thanks for coming to our show at Buxui. That was kind of a big deal.
Right.
They were there at that show. And that's when Jeff sort of whispered in my ear, I think these questions might be a little heavy. I'm like, it's okay, man. It's all right.
Are you kidding? We'll make fun of anything, right? Is there anything sacred on this show?
Pulmonary hypertension, though? I don't know. It's like Saved by the Bell, pulmonary hypertension.
It brought awareness to the issue, too.
Yes, it did. Important. Absolutely. Always important. Dear professors, here is a list of some interesting facts you will find about Canada.
Uh-oh.
I've decided to conduct my 20 trivia questions about Canada because it's my home country. If you receive 80% or greater, I will call it passing. Good luck and enjoy learning a little bit about Canada, Sincerely,
Dave.
Anthony Okiudo from Guelph, Ontario.
Guelph.
Yes. So here we go. Dave's our ringer. He's sketching something already.
My resignation?
What are you resigning from?
This?
Being Canadian? Don't do it.
Oh, you're right. I'm keeping my citizenship.
What's the capital city of Canada?
Ottawa.
Ottawa. Of course, the Canadian citizen. Which
used to, I can't remember. It used to be some other weird name.
So it's too. Not Guelph. No, what you're saying. Okay.
It used to be something like Two Bath or something like that.
Really?
Before Ottawa.
Because you had to take two baths every day?
I don't know. It was some weird name. I can't remember what it was. Wow, Ottawa was not the first name.
We need some more Canadian trivia on this show.
No pressure.
In what city is the only Canadian basketball team from the NBA located?
Toronto.
And their mascot is?
And you know, the Raptors. The NBA champions.
Dinosaurs. Yes, absolutely. What is the most populated province?
Ontario.
Yes, Ontario. Ontario is forever. That's what we hear in Michigan all the time. Do you think they get sick and tired of the pure Michigan ads the same way we get tired
Great Lakes,
of
Great Times? Who can get sick of that one?
No, actually it wasn't. They used to have some really nice-looking ads. That's awesome.
Well, I would expect that from a graphic artist that you would know that.
No, I've done the commercials for them. That's why.
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah.
There was some great
I've done the pure Michigan. I've also done the Ontario
just
ones.
Just amazing commercials.
And the Alberta ones are gorgeous, too.
How many provinces are in Canada?
10.
10
with three.
Dan jumps in.
Three territories.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm. Are they still called territories?
Yes. Canadian wannabe.
Yeah.
Yukon, huh? Territory.
Yukon, yeah. Inuit,
Northwest.
Okay. I guess that takes care of the next question. Oh. How many territories?
Okay, thank you.
To them all in
two for the price of one.
And the next question, okay. What are their names?
Yeah. Which team from the NHL that's still located in Canada, I guess we have to add that.
There's only so many.
Has the most total Stanley Cups
Montreal.
At 24.
Gotta be the Maple Leafs.
Yes.
No, Montreal.
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 Yeah, you look at that ceiling, it is covered with banners.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it was Professor Jeff Boats that used to wear his Habs jersey like all the time to the show.
Enough.
Is that right?
Yeah. Enough. Yeah.
No recent banners, but...
No, what
was the last one?
I'm trying to remember. Carey Price is in net. Probably around 2001, 2007.
Is that where we are?
Either Green Acres or Montreal Hockey.
No.
This is the man who knows it all.
Because Toronto's the last one. They haven't won it since 67.
Yes, that's right.
Forever.
Who is the Prime Minister of Canada in 2019?
Justin Trudeau.
Yep.
JT, as we call him. So. JT.
You know him personally,
Did you do any ads for him?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
He does have wonderful looking children, too. So.
Well, I wonder where that came from.
Cory Booker, actually, in the debate, said something about his hair. Because Booker, of course, is bald.
Hey, Melania likes him.
Bald or shaved, something.
Oh, I think Cory Booker said he was frightened of Trudeau's hair.
Really?
Or he couldn't compete with his hair or something.
He was trying to be funny.
Wait a minute. You know darn well what's going to happen. There's going to be like a Twitter account on Justin Trudeau's hair.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Frankly, I'm surprised that there isn't, if there isn't.
I'll get to it right after the show.
Yeah, exactly. We need to get our crack social media team on that. Pretty easy. I mean, this is Detroit, after all. Major chain of stores may, at some point, have more locations in the United States than in Canada.
Tim Hortons.
T-Ho. Yes, yay. That's fair to say.
T-Ho?
T-Ho.
T-Ho.
We used to call it Tim Hornies.
I don't know why, but that entertained late on a Friday afternoon.
T-Ho.
Well, the students, I think it's funny. They show up with a coffee. Let's just say, at least in Detroit area, T-Ho is on par with Starbucks. Some people like Starbucks. Some people like Tim Hortons. But they come in with that micro box full of like three donut holes. I'm like,
there's 10 in there.
Timbits?
Seriously?
I get them on the way home for the kids all the time.
I just think it's funny because they're setting up in class and they put their coffee out and they put this tiny little box of donuts.
There's 10 Timbits.
Like, you could have brought enough for everybody. Oh my gosh.
And now it's pumpkin spice Timbits.
Oh, it's that time of the year.
How many points are on the maple leaf on the Canadian national flag?
13.
It's not 13. It's not 9.
Five.
It's
14.
Eight. It's not 5. It's not 14.
15.
It's not
3.
15.
It's got to be an odd.
I don't know.
No, it's 3.
It is an odd.
3,
number.
3, 7. 3, 3, 11. 2.
It's 11 is what it says 11. Here. It took us almost all the numbers.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Now, hold it.
It's a prime
now,
number.
Okay, that can't be right because there's 3 on each leaf. That's 9.
No, there's 4, 4, and 3, I think is what they're saying.
No, it's 3, so 3, 3, 2, and the
I am afraid that I cannot give you Just like the students who rolled into my office this afternoon, Stephen.
Yeah.
We want to talk about something. I'm like, great. Let's get back an exam.
Oh, yeah.
What city clocks the most tourists of Canada?
Toronto.
Yeah, it's Toronto. The New York of Canada. Are we allowed to say that on the air? I don't know.
STEM.
Last time I said something.
Stephanie's correcting me on the stem of the maple leaf now.
He's trying to count the stem. Isn't
oh.
it?
Yeah.
What, no, that doesn't count? No.
No.
Why?
It's a point. Artist.
Mathematically, isn't it, Dan?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Man, we're really? Dorks.
We got a flag on the back of my car. We'll go take a look after the show.
I drove all the way down here for this.
Which Canadian basketball team was actually the first to play in an NBA game or versus an NBA team circa 1946?
Ooh.
That's a good piece of trivia.
Something like a Hamilton team or something
like
that?
Nothing away by saying the team was from Toronto, but it was not the Raptors. Not in 1946, it wasn't. What was their nickname?
Something like the Marlies, the Alphas, the Hockey
Same
Pucks.
As the mascot from the University of Connecticut?
Huskies.
The Huskies. Yes, so the Toronto Huskies played the New York Knicks in 1946 in exhibition play.
Connecticut rather than Washington.
I don't know.
Or Bowdoin College.
Oh, my gosh. I guess I'm just
UConn.
Biased.
Yeah, jeez.
UConn.
Big slap in the face here.
On what date did Canada become an independent country?
July the 1st, 1967 was the centennial, so July 1st, 1867.
Yes, full credit.
Good
full
math credit.
When you said July 1st, 1967, no, I was like,
you followed no, that was the 100.
Our university is only as old as 1990.
Yep.
Yes. What day, what date is Canada's version of American Veterans Day?
Ooh, it corresponds with something else, yeah, like Labor Day here or something like that. I'm trying to remember.
It's in the fall for sure.
It definitely is in November.
November.
What's that? Our Thanksgiving.
No.
November 10th.
Columbus?
November 10th.
Yeah. Okay, can I give you it if it's 30? The 11th?
Because
does
11th,
that,
yeah.
Does that work?
We'll take it.
Yeah. But they don't also call it Veterans Day. They call it
Remembrance Day.
Remembrance Day.
Lasts a lifetime.
So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What are two famous nicknames for Canadian coins?
Loonies and Toonies?
Loonies and Toonies.
The cold ones.
Yeah. Oh. And last but most certainly not least, I don't know why I smile really big when I see this, but what's the name of Canada's music award?
Junos.
Oh, the Junos.
The Junos, yeah. I don't know why I think that's funny.
It was hosted by Sarah McLachlan.
We don't know why you think that's funny either.
Yes, it's very...
In fact, it's very concerning.
I'm thinking of a story from graduate school, and I'm afraid now that I see the red showing up on our timer that it's going to have to wait for another episode. So let's take this time to say goodbye, Mara.
Toodaloo.
Stephanie.
Goodbye. And another Dave. Joke.
See ya.
Stephen.
Have a good weekend.
Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter at AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced and directed today by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Miles.